Now, which banger is the best? Well, later tonight, the country will be finding out. The winners in the Devro Great Sausage Competition are due to be announced, including the coveted Supreme Award. More than 500 sausages from nearly 100 stores have entered the competition, and standing in the way between them and the top prize are six judges. Jessie Chang met up with the judges to find out what makes a good saucy.
The familiar sound of a sizzling sausage. It conjures images of hot sun, shorts and picnics on a summer afternoon. But a good sausage isn't about the sizzle.
I think a good sausage has to smell like summer, and I think it should have a beautiful skin that just sort of is crisp as you cut through it, a beautiful centre of taste and herbs, and a bit of a taste explosion. Not too fatty, a mix of flavours and just all round balance and texture. It's got to feel good in the mouth.
That's Trudy Nelson, one of the six judges who are sampling entries in the 14 categories, which include black pudding and gourmet. The winners in each then go head to head in the coveted Supreme Sausage Award. Ms. Nelson says there have been a few standout unusual combinations in the past, with cheese or fruit mixed in with the meat. But she's also a stickler for classics.
As a mum of three boys, I've also got to think about the family. So my whole thing is when I'm throwing sausages on the barbie, I will have a few that are a bit more out there, like a chorizo or a chicken plum and brie. But I think that it's important to find a really good beef one, or a beef and onions, a nice one, or pork.
For fellow judge Hannah Miller-Childs, texture is a vital characteristic.
I want it to have some good meaty texture where you can actually sense that there's bits of meat in it, where it's not just all soft or all hard, but there's different textures going on. And then, of course, having that skin be nice and crispy so that it snaps straight away when you bite into it.
On hand to cook up the sausages is Jeff Ibbotson.
The best thing to keep in mind with a sausage is to cook it at low temperature, and that'll prevent any splitting of the skin. Minimal oil, because there's enough fat usually in the sausage. And a good, decent pan.
But he says there's also something about the barbie that gives it broad appeal.
The feel of cooking a sausage on a barbecue, I think people are more, they can smell it outside. It's primitive cooking. I'm a sort of outdoor person, so yeah, I would prefer to cook outside.
The sausages being served up have already proved their worth, each having secured a category gold medal. This year, options for the Supreme Award range from beef pre-cook to barbecue Asian pork belly and cashew. All of them are about to face their toughest test yet.
It smells synthetic. Yeah. Nothing wrong with this.
Well, It's not the winner.
It's final judging day, and no one is holding back. Hannah Miller-Childs breaks down how they score each sausage.
Every sausage coming in, you assume that it gets 100 points, and then you deduct points from there. So rather than going up, you're going down. We speak as a group about how we're going to judge to make sure that we're fair across the entire day. And what I do is I then take off. If there's too much fat, that might only lose 1 point. But then if when it's cooked, it's actually crumbly and dry, then that would lose another point.
It's a serious business. After all, as Trudy Nelson puts it, sausages are linked to the New Zealand national identity.
I think that it's really entrenched in our society because it's a feasting thing, and that, exactly like I say, that fresh bread, the sausage, the squirt of tomato sauce, the salad on the side of the plate, and being around people is just absolutely part of us. So it's a bit like a pie, a pavlova and a sausage. We wouldn't be Kiwi without it.
The winners will be announced in Auckland tonight. Mō te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Jessie Chang tēnei.